Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone, sharing vital health information with you. And we got lots of great stories to talk about. We're going to provide you with the five keys to healthy aging and longevity. Also, some simple tests that you can do at home. You know, you don't need a CAT scan. You don't need a coronary angiogram to find out if you're at high risk of dying. This is some simple tests you can do at home. We'll share those with you momentarily. 888-302-3684. We invite you to call. We realize that some of our listeners in the New York audience are deprived of our presence, at least momentarily this week, because of Rutgers football. But that should be remedied next week when we likely will be live in New York. That also means that perhaps some of you are reticent about making calls. But if you're listening to us via our live stream, you can check it out at drhoffman.com. Each week you can listen live, even if we're not live on your local radio station. Or alternatively, on Mondays, you can circle back and you can listen to the podcast of 2 hours of Intelligent Medicine. The program in its entirety is posted on our website, on our podcast page, and also lots of interesting podcasts there. We had a great podcast with Tavis Piattoli, who talked about sports medicine and nutrition, talked about supplements that are beneficial for enhancing performance. What's the real deal? What are things that are bogus? Do supplements make a difference? And it's quite an interesting podcast, so check it out at drhoffman.com. All right, so this is a story that's near and dear to my heart, because one of my favorite substances is dark chocolate. And in fact, for my birthday, I got, and I posted on Facebook, those of you who follow me on Facebook, you saw a picture of this. I got as a present, what is called a Big Daddy bar, which is a kilo of dark chocolate. And literally, this is like a brick of chocolate. It weighs 2.2 pounds. And I figure that'll last me for, yeah, at least a couple of weeks, because I love to consume dark chocolate. I think it's a real brain-enhancing food. And in fact, before virtually every broadcast, I have, take a chunk of dark chocolate. And I think it makes my brain fire up and work better. And there's also some studies that suggest that dark chocolate, if it doesn't contain a lot of sugar, may even be beneficial for diabetes. It seems to promote circulation. It has potent antioxidants in it. And so here's the story. In case you needed another reason to love chocolate, a new study suggests that a natural compound found in cocoa, also in tea and some vegetables, can reverse age-related memory loss. There are flavanols in cocoa. And what they did in the study, they looked at 37 healthy subjects who were either given a high flavanol diet or a low flavanol diet. And then they did brain scans on them. The amount of flavanols that they received was roughly the amount that you could find in a small piece of dark chocolate. Researchers said that if a person had the memory of a typical 60-year-old at the beginning of the study, after 3 months on average, check this out, that person's memory would function more like a 30 or 40-year-old's. The compounds appear to enhance connectivity and metabolic activity in a part of the brain called the dentate gyrus. That's a key part of the memory brain that's associated with memory and cognition. These flavanols are sometimes damaged by cocoa processing methods. So there's something called Dutch chocolate it doesn't necessarily mean it's from Holland or the Netherlands. It's Dutched. Dutching is a common form of processing of chocolate, which actually removes some of the valuable flavanols. Also, milk chocolate does not contain as many of the beneficial flavanols. So you're going to see efforts by companies like Mars and Nestle's to produce functional foods, chocolate that not just that tastes great, but that is also designed to help you focus and think better. 888-302-3684 is our number. All right, Rona, let's talk to Rona. She's in Lake Worth, Florida. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I regularly take a slew of vitamins, but in the next few weeks, I probably will have to go into the hospital for pelvic surgery for removal of a mass on my ovary. It's indeterminate as whether, you know, whether it's malignant or benign.
By the way, for our listening audience, let me just say something, and I'll let you answer your question. For our listening audience, this is a situation that unfortunately is very common in women, is that there will be, you know, women sometimes get routine pelvic ultrasounds, and they will find something. And that something may be just, you know, a fibroid, or it may be an ovarian cyst. But sometimes it just, you can't tell what it is, and unfortunately you have to go in and take it out because, God forbid, it could be ovarian cancer, and ovarian cancer needs to be caught early before it spreads to offer a chance of a cure. So very likely this is nothing, and, you know, the operation will be, you know, it'll, in retrospect, it's like, oh, you know, we may not have really needed to do this, but you needed to do this because there was the chance of something dangerous there. So, yeah, okay, prudence is the best policy here.
Yeah, I really have no choice. I'm not looking forward to it. But what I wanted to know is, in particular, are there nutritional supplements that I can take in the next few weeks that might help me in terms of immunity? I mean, in terms of hospital infections and in terms of the surgery and then after.
Okay, sure. There's actually a section on our website called Supplements for Surgery, which is a popular part of drhoffman.com, where we talk about this. And I talk about this in my book, How to Talk to Your Doctor. There's a whole chapter on surgery and what you can do to increase the likelihood that surgery will be successful. And also, you know, you got to talk about some of the supplements you may not want to take at the time of surgery.
Right.
It might be a good idea to, I mean, look, unfortunately, many surgeons and anesthesiologists say, well, don't take anything. Just, you know, stop taking your supplements because God only knows what you're taking. We have no idea what this is going to do. It might screw up the surgery. The problem is they just don't know, and it is actually crucially important to take certain things in and around the time of surgery to increase your chance of, A, avoiding infection, and, B, recovering and healing more rapidly. So let's look at, first of all, the things that you may not want to take. You may not want to take garlic immediately before surgery because it's a bit of a blood thinner. So maybe, you know, cut down the use of garlic 4 or 5 days, you know, if you're taking kyolic aged garlic extract, maybe, you know, that might increase bleeding. Lots of fish oil might increase bleeding.
Right.
But, you know, fish oil is fine to take as soon as the, you know, sutures are, you know, stop oozing or bleeding. You can begin taking it right after surgery. And in fact, there's some studies that suggest that having a little fish oil on board is beneficial, even if you're having a heart surgery, like cardiovascular surgery. So, you know, that's not a bad thing to take. Just stop taking it a week or so before. And then, you know, maybe high-dose vitamin E could act as a blood thinner. You know, there's a few herbs, ginkgo, that is among them, that might thin the blood and increase the risk of bleeding.
Any particular vitamin E?
Just high-dose vitamin E. You can take like 100 or 200 international units of vitamin E. That's fine, and that actually increases immunity. But if you're taking like 800 international units of vitamin E, at that level, it might act as a blood thinner. So cool it on high-dose vitamin E. Don't stop entirely. A good multi is generally fine. It'll provide you with, you know, the whole gamut of nutrients that your body needs. But in particular, nutrients that help with surgical healing and immunity are zinc. Zinc is very important for wound healing. You may want to take an additional 30 up to 50 milligrams of zinc before surgery. Also, vitamin C. You may want to take, an ester C, maybe 2 or 3 daily right up until the time of surgery. And even in the hospital room, you can take it to enhance your chance of healing. You also probably want to take a probiotic at these times because probiotics help to compete with some of the bad bugs that you may acquire just by being in the hospital. You know, just from being in a hospital, you acquire some of the bacteria not happy bacteria that are floating around in hospitals. I mean, hopefully you won't catch something like MRSA, you know, methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or C. difficile, which is common as a hospital-acquired infection. But probiotics provide you with some measure of protection. And then, you know, in terms of what I sometimes do with patients who are about to undertake surgery, I give them an intravenous. I give them a pre-surgical IV, and that's just boost levels of all the vitamins to, you know, really saturate the tissues with higher levels. I don't know if you have access to that kind of thing in your community, but that is something that can be beneficial.
Okay.
So all I think you should do fine. And just I have a question for you. They're going to take out both ovaries?
I'm not sure. I'm actually going to a doctor at Sloan Kettering. We'll see what he has to say.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 67.
Okay, so you're already at the time of menopause, so it'll be less consequential if they take out both ovaries.
But, Right, but I have no other conditions. I'm not on any medication.
Yeah.
Although I'm otherwise healthy.
Yeah. Well, this is unfortunate that this is kind of like a little speed bump for you, but, you know, hopefully they will, you know, act conservatively and just take out, you know, the ovary that's suspicious. Because even at 67, you get a little bit of a boost from still having one remaining ovary. There's still a little bit of hormone production. So it's in your interest, if possible, to keep one ovary. But, hey, if they're both suspicious, then they're going to want to take them out. You know?
Okay.
That's the way it goes. And then you can make a choice as whether to get hormone replacement therapy or maybe 15 years or so into menopause. That may be less consequential for you to get hormone replacement therapy at your age.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. All the best. Let us know how it goes. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls, and when we return, we're going to talk about the 5 secrets to healthy aging and more on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. There's a place in Wales called Caerphilly. Excuse the pronunciation, because it's a weird word. Caerphilly, Caerphilly. It's in South Wales. And in 1979, they started a very interesting experiment. They asked 2,500 volunteers, all men, to follow 5 simple rules. Eat well, work out, drink less, keep their weight down, and never smoke. So this story is kind of an anticlimax because I was going to reveal the five keys to longevity. And you might think, okay, let me write this down. Which esoteric supplements should I take? But no, it's pretty simple. Eat well, work out, drink less, keep your weight down, and never smoke. So to illustrate how hard that was to do, now 4 decades later, just 25 of the 2,500 have managed to stick to the plan. That is exactly 1%. But they have reaped the benefits. They are all far fitter and healthier than the volunteers who simply gave up. So to give you an idea of what this entailed, the recommended physical activity was to walk 2 or more miles to work each day, cycle 10 or more miles to work each day, or regular vigorous exercise. Now, these are octogenarians. So this is, you know, a little more challenging. And what they found was the results were profound. The development of heart disease was delayed by up to 12 years, and it was up to around an additional 6 years before dementia took hold. The carefully studied was partly funded by the Alzheimer's Society, and it showed that healthy living can reduce the chances of dementia by up to 60%. And I don't know what they meant by moderate alcohol intake, but I think over there in England, that may mean keeping it down to less than 2 or 3 beers a day, right? Something like that. And a high fruit and vegetable intake was part of their diet, although they didn't specify exactly what the diet entailed, but optimizing weight was part of it. One of the participants says, I do have a beer or wine most nights, but I drink in moderation. That's the key, moderation. And in fact, there's a companion study. This is another study done at Texas University, Galveston, University of Kentucky, University of Maryland. And this is, hey, great news for us folks over 60. I just turned 62. For people 60 and older who do not have dementia, light alcohol consumption later in life is associated with better memory preservation. Now, this is a contradistinction with what we said last hour about binge drinking in our youth. Hitting the bottle big time, 5 or more drinks per day, can cause permanent brain damage and threaten memory. But according to this study, drinking just a little bit, moderate wine, beer intake, that can actually help to protect the brain. So all these are keys to healthy longevity, and I hope that you remember the big five. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. That's our number. We'll be back for more of Intelligent Medicine.
This traffic report from the bloodstream brought to you by Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Well, that inbound blood flow is really slowing down now due to plaque from cholesterol, but help's on the way from Kyolic. More than 750 peer-reviewed research studies indicate that Kyolic not only keeps circulation moving smoothly, it also helps improve a number of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is made from 100% organically grown garlic, is completely odorless, and won't upset your stomach. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Look for Kyolic at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Help keep your system stay humming along with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract today.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. For phone calls, if you're at home and you have a chair, you can perform a test which will, with greater accuracy, predict your risk of dying than all the medical technology combined. Better than an MRI scan, better than cardiac catheterization. Stay tuned, because we'll share that simple home test with you in just a moment. But first, yeah, I want to tell you about something that I'm really excited about. This is my new favorite product. I stumbled upon this, and these guys fortunately became a sponsor, and I'm really excited. As an athlete and an exerciser, I'm always looking for that performance edge. And in the past, I've experimented with beet juice because there actually are studies that show that drinking beet juice can increase stamina by 16%. They prove that in long-distance cyclists. But beet juice, A, it's hard to make, and B, it's kind of yucky. I mean, frankly, I get a little nauseous when I chug beet juice. As it, you know, not the greatest thing before a race. It kind of upsets your stomach. So the company that's come up with a new product that's based on the nitric oxide principle helps you boost circulation, relaxes arteries, and also, incidentally, an additional side benefit, it helps you maintain healthy blood pressure levels. The product is called Super Beets, and you get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets. It's convenient. It's very palatable. These days, I'm using it right before a workout. It's a perfect accoutrement to your healthy exercise program. And you can find out about it. Go to intelligentbeets.com, and there's a special offer. You get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, you get an informative book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. That's a play on words, B-E-E-T, Beat the Odds. All of this comes with free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198, or you can go to intelligentbeets.com, 800-738-2198. Again, that's 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeets.com. Right now, you got to field test this product. I think you're really going to like it. All right. Simple home test to predict your risk of dying. Men aged 53 years old and over who could balance on one leg for more than 10 seconds. Okay, that's number one. So I see you all, you know, getting up there and you're bobbing up and down and, you know, make sure you don't crash into the TV console. Try balancing on one leg for more than 10 seconds at a time. It's something that I practiced doing after I broke my hip. It was actually very hard after I broke my hip. But after a few weeks of doing this, I regained my balance. Or alternatively, try sitting down and getting up in a chair rapidly. If you can do that more than 37 times in a minute, you are at a far lower risk of dying. Women of the same age who could stand up and sit down more than 35 times in a minute and stand on one leg for more than 10 seconds were also at the lowest risk compared to those who performed less well. So then they broke it down. So this thing with getting up from a chair and sitting down, that is a very good test for determining if you are feeble and if you're likely to die. And I just tried this on a 92-year-old. You know, you can't use your hands, can't cheat. You have to push yourself up from the chair and get up. And she was able to do it. And the only thing that prevented her from doing it faster was that she kept cracking up because she found it really too funny. But men who could stand up from a chair and sit down less than 23 times in a minute were twice as likely to die in the following 13 years than those who could do 37 or more repetitions, and similar figures for women. And here's another test. This is a variation on the one-leg stand, but it's tough to do. In the standing on one-leg test, try it with eyes closed. That's tough because then you don't have your vision to help orient you. This is a test of intrinsic balance without using visual cues. If you are able to hold the position for less than 2 seconds, you are three times more likely to die than those who could hold it for 10 seconds or more. Now, that's tough. Eyes closed, stand on one leg, 10 seconds. Now, those people who are unable to do the test at all, in other words, you just get up and you immediately can't, don't even think about it. Don't ask me to close my eyes because I'm going to fall right down. These folks were around 12 times more likely to die in the following 13 years. A third test, that involves a little apparatus, squeezing a special device to measure grip strength. That you'd have to get a little device. But the researchers combined all three tests into one score. They tracked 5,000 people born in 1946. Those people are, what are they, 70, nearly 70. And they then correlated that with risk of death. And they found that these tests highly reliable for predicting whether patients were going to become disabled or ultimately whether they were likely to die. So, by the way, we post up these stories at drhoffman.com. It usually takes us a week or two. There's a little bit of a delay while we get our internet mavens to post it at drhoffman.com. But for every show that we do, we have a section where we post highlights and links to the actual articles so that you can look them up and follow the details. All right. This item, I'm unhappy with these guys. Center for Science and the Public Interest. This is a so-called consumer watchdog organization that purports to tell Americans about what they should be eating, whether or not they should be taking vitamins. And their whole orientation for at least 30 years has been the ultra-low-fat diet. So they just filed a lawsuit to prevent Bayer vitamin, actually it's not Bayer vitamin, it's Bayer's big pharmaceutical company. They make one-a-day vitamins. To prevent them from making false and misleading claims on ads about their vitamins. The Bayer company is saying that their multivitamin supports heart health, supports immunity, supports physical energy. They claim that these vitamin claims are deceptive to consumers. So basically, this is their nose under the tent to attack the vitamin and supplement industry for false claims. Now, I have some issues with relatively poor quality one-a-day vitamins that have paltry amounts of necessary nutrients. They're probably better than nothing, but they're not the greatest vitamins in the world, so I don't sympathize that much with Bayer. But I'm concerned because CSPI is launching an attack not just on Bayer, but ultimately on the entire notion of supplementation and on the vitamin industry as a whole. And I'm just going to share with you what this organization purports to tell you is a perfect diet, because I went to their website and here's their version of 9 weeks to a perfect diet. They say, eat less margarine, butter, shortening, and oil. Okay, I agree, less margarine. They say butter is loaded with artery-clogging saturated fat. Well, they're still on that shtick with butter being a source of saturated fat causing arteriosclerosis. They also say toss the yolks. Avoid egg yolks. Bad idea, because egg yolks, while high in cholesterol and saturated fat, are also full of essential nutrients, nutrients that protect the eye, like lutein, and are a great source of nutrition. And no studies suggest that egg yolks actually are harmful for cardiovascular disease. They also suggest that when it comes to dairy, go non-fat, a notion which has been recently overthrown, clearly disproven, by extensive meta-analyses that couldn't find any evidence that saturated fat in dairy has any impact whatsoever on cardiovascular risk. They also suggest that you eat less meat and poultry, which also is not substantiated by the science. They do suggest that you eat vegetables. I'm down with that. They suggest that you cut the salt, which many studies suggest is important for a small percentage of individuals who are at cardiovascular risk or who have hypertension or congestive heart failure, perhaps. But for the general populace, that's a very controversial notion. In fact, one study suggested that if everyone cut their salt, we actually have higher mortality. So this very self-same organization that claims to challenge the efficacy of vitamins, they're getting it all wrong when it comes down to the science of nutrition. And I think they have gone a bridge too far in their audacious efforts to influence the American diet. I think they've done more harm than good with their wrong-headed recommendations over the years, and they continue in that tradition with their current attack on vitamins. You can read about it on the website of the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm on the board of that fine organization, on the board of directors, and their website is anh-usa.org. Please subscribe to their newsletter, get their alerts, because you'll learn about this new threat in this month's lead article entitled Dangerous Lawsuit Threatens the Few Supplement Health Claims Currently Allowed. We've got to push back against the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who are really not working, in this case, in the public interest. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, should you care to call. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of three whole beets in just one teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Let's talk now to Glenn from Ottawa, Canada. How are you doing, Glenn?
Oh, very good. How are you doing, Dr. Hoffman?
Very well. A little excitement up by you in Ottawa last couple of weeks, right?
Yeah. It's been
bullets flying, huh?
Yeah. Not so good for up here. It's usually a really
very sedate kind of place, right?
A safe and calm place, yeah. It's been a little bit weird, but things seem to have gone back to normal, so that's good.
Good. So what's your question?
I'm calling today. I'm a 48-year-old male, and I got some blood work done recently. And one thing that stuck out, everything seemed pretty good, except my white blood cell count, my neutrophils, especially, came in at a 1.1, which I guess is considered a little bit low. On the low side.
A little bit. What was your total white blood cell count?
It was low as well, but all of the other ones were normal.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was off the top of my head.
Okay, presumably we're using the same system in Canada. You know, sometimes there's a little translation to the metric system, but normally a white blood cell count, an overall white blood cell count of 4 or greater is considered normal. And then you want about 60% of those to be neutrophils. So neutrophils are among the white blood cells that really kind of hunt down, track down bacteria. The lymphocytes more are responsible for cancer prevention and antiviral and antifungal protection, but this is just sort of general, a little more complicated than that. So are you sick? Do you get sick a lot?
Never.
Okay. So
So a year ago I had my blood work done and I think it was a 1.6 at that point, which was little bit on, you know.
So we're trending down, but let me just say this, is that it, sometimes numerical inferiority doesn't mean that there is actual vulnerability. And I, you know, I cite sometimes in case by analogy, you know, that the Israeli Defense Force is outnumbered, you know, 10 to 1 or 20 to 1 by the countries that surround it. But from a fighting standpoint, it's a very efficient defense force and can hold its own. Just the numerical count of your white blood cells does not necessarily reflect the status of your immune system. It might be a little low, but it might be perfectly functional. And you more have to look at what's actually happening. And if you get sick a lot, then maybe there's a problem. I'm not saying there isn't. You know, I think you have to track this. And if a subsequent test shows a further decline, maybe you have to see a hematologist. But let me refer you to an article that I wrote. It's on drhoffman.com. It was a part of our newsletter. I hope you subscribe. You
can
go
to
DR. Yeah, good. A couple of weeks ago, we had an article, 17 things you can do to enhance your immune system. Specifically for neutrophils, one of the things you can do is you can take shark liver oil. Shark liver oil is made by a company called Scandinavian Naturals. I think that was the last time they renamed the company. And it's something which specifically prompts the bone marrow to kick out more white blood cells. So that I recommend for people who have low white counts. But in general, there's a lot of things you need to do. You need to get adequate sleep, moderate exercise, not excessive exercise, not no exercise, but right in the middle, the moderate, the sweet spot. Good diet, not excessive, not insufficient. You need to take vitamin D. You could take things like AHCC, which comes under the brand name Empower, which enhances immunity. It's a mushroom derived product. Many mushroom derived products enhance immunity. Then there, you know, the traditional vitamin C, zinc, these are minerals, zinc and selenium are minerals, certainly. And vitamin E has benefits on immunity. There's actually some studies that suggest that in particular vitamin B6 may enhance immunity. So you need to sort of a multifactorial approach if you're going to support immunity. And this is an important theme because a lot of people are concerned, you know, Ebola, but, you know, maybe that's a remote worry. The big thing is, you know, are you going to get the flu? Are you going to be debilitated this winter? Are you going to be vulnerable to some of these weird viruses that are going around, like enterovirus 68 that is affecting our children? So what can you do to enhance immunity? Well, there are 17 suggestions that are now posted at drhoffman.com. And also even probiotics actually have a beneficial effect on immune function. So those are some tangible things you can do. But I'm suggesting that, you know, maybe not too much to worry about there. You know, so the subsequent test may reflect an improvement.
Is there a number that that would be a red flag for you if it went lower?
I would say if it went like below 0.6 or something like that. Yeah,
okay.
that might be a red flag.
Okay.
Talking to a Canadian, what's your situation there? Say you want to see a hematologist. What's the deal up there? Is it difficult?
So I would go to my practitioner, my regular doctor, and he would recommend, funny enough, I have an appointment because I have a hemochromatosis.
So you've got an underlying medical condition. This is interesting because the hemochromatosis is an iron overload condition. So certainly you are already in with a hematologist. That's a hematological condition.
And I just had an initial visit with him, and I did some blood work, so I'm going to visit him again, and that's kind of why I called, because I wanted to know what questions to ask him when I go to see him.
Well, okay, so the question is, and this is a little bit of an esoteric question, is are there ramifications of having iron overload? This is a hereditary condition. Excess iron has many deleterious effects. It can affect the liver. It can affect the spleen. It can even affect the heart and the brain. And is there an implication in terms of your white blood cell count of this iron overload? I am not sure that is the case. That would be kind of a reach to say, oh, your neutrophils are low because your iron is too high and somehow the iron is suppressing your neutrophils. I don't know. That's a little esoteric. Maybe a hematologist could answer that question. But I think it's unlikely that that's a problem. You know, hemochromatosis, probably your treatment is going to be to eventually get blood taken out of you. That's the
That's what I've been doing for a little while. I know my ferritin numbers were up to like 500.
That's too high.
And
you want it under 200 or so. Yeah.
So I got it down to 80.
Good. You're on the right track. It's simplest. Simplest treatment in the world. I mean, it sounds weird to people, like, wow, this is like old fashioned medieval medicine, you know, bleeding people or applying leeches to people. Well, you know, they sometimes say that a stopped clock is right at least twice a day. And they actually got it right about at least one medical condition, which is your medical condition, that bleeding can be helpful and your iron overload can be alleviated by topping off your tank of blood. And that's a very, very easy and successful treatment. The concern is that the excess iron over the years before you discovered it may have had an effect on your body. The iron may have accumulated in your brain, your heart, or your liver. And therefore, you know, iron's a prooxidant, and you may want to take additional doses of antioxidants. And the typical antioxidants are vitamin E and C and zinc and selenium, but also things like N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, and then natural antioxidants like resveratrol. These things may have anti-inflammatory effects because the excess iron promotes cellular rust and advances your aging clock. So these are some things I would do in a hemochromatosis patient. All right, I want to thank you all for joining us. Some great questions today. And remember, this is the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. We got lots more at drhoffman.com. We encourage you to check it out. And lots of articles, lots of interviews. Check out our podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter because we post articles of interest there. And check us out on Monday where we'll have the full program so that you can review it at your leisure. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.